Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Trying to become.
That's okay. I think Niner fans are too. They're 5-3. The season is not over, but that was the worst loss of the season yesterday in Houston. Easily, flat out. Do you agree? Do you disagree? 888-957-9570. And Niner fans, did at any point in yesterday's game, did you feel like maybe, just maybe, you were missing Brock Purdy at all? Just think about it. 888-957-9570. I was thinking that. Now, why did I feel that way? The mobility. Because I saw Mac being a statue back there, which he has been basically since he's been starter here in San Francisco. I felt like they missed the legs of Brock Purdy. Now, when you say that, this is a guy that's dealing with turf toe. So when he does come back, if he comes back this week at MetLife Stadium against the Giants, how is that mobility going to look? Against that defensive line.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, who knows? Maybe you can get Kayvon Thibodeau and take him off that roster, and he can be on your roster this time next week.
If I'm the Tennessee Titans, I'm kicking myself for not drafting Abdul Carter and then trading back into the first round and getting Jackson Dart, knowing what we know now.
Poor Cam Ward. This guy's got no shot.
He's just
got no shot. By the way, Caleb Williams might.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
It might just suck. I'm just going to say that. Yesterday was a weird day in the NFL. There was only one game on that slate that was a one-score game at the very end of it. You know what that game was? It was the Jets and the Bengals. That was it. And on the morning, unfortunate passing of Nick Mangold, who was a Jets legend, Ring of Honor, former offensive lineman. I know you know who Nick Mangold is. Rest in peace to his wife, to his family, to his children. For them to get that win yesterday, I thought was really special and cool for Aaron Glenn, the head coach, afterwards to give a shout out to him. And, you know, that was a huge win for them. And they're only one of the season thus far. But that was the only game that was decided by a score less. Dolphins, 34-10, blowing out the
Atlanta Falcon defense there for nothing in fantasy.
Hell, go back to Thursday. Chargers absolutely destroying the Minnesota Vikings. You had the Ravens with Snoop Huntley just clowning the Bears 30-16. Looks like Lamar's going to come back next week. You had the Bills just destroying the Panthers 40-9. You had the Texans 26-15. Patriots 32-13 against the Browns. And I guess Miles Garrett's crying. He had 5 sacks. He's like, I can't do this. Dude, you signed up for it. Miss me with the crying, Miles Garrett. You took the money. You stayed in Cleveland. And they suck. And they're going to continue to suck for the rest of my life because they're the Cleveland Browns with that ownership. That's the only way it's going to change.
I'm a Browns fan.
There you, I'm sorry. 38-20, Eagles over the Giants, and we're complaining still about the Tush Bush, I guess.
What are you doing right now, SportsCenter?
No, I'm telling you, it was blowouts everywhere, Joe.
Oh.
So if you wanted to feel good about it,
okay.
In that regard, everyone got blown out yesterday. So if you wanted to say, take one on the chin, they kicked our ass, burned the tape, we'll get better from it, let's go forward. I think that's where Niner fans are at this morning. Is that a fair assessment? If you're a fan right now, just say, you know what? We got our asses kicked. Let's move forward to the Giants.
Yeah, but I think there are some fundamental things that are tough to unsee. Like, I understand where you're going with that. Like, and I get the point about Purdy. You know what I thought about regarding Purdy? It wasn't about Purdy, the player. It's like this is why I go back to the contract being such a big deal. And this is the thing that I don't think people can understand. And, like, I'm listening to Dibs and Willard last week, and Dibs has got this, like, well, the money doesn't kick in until next year. Earth to Dan Dibley. They have been budgeting for this contract for the last 2 years and the next 2 years. So every move that they've made has coincided with the knowledge that the Purdy contract is hitting the books. So you could say, oh, the contract doesn't hit their books until 2026. Well, the reality is I said goodbye to Deebo Samuel in 2025.
I'm confused. Yeah, why does that matter to this season? Is he saying they're going to add pieces?
No, just that, like, people, when they bring up the contract, I think that he's like, well, it doesn't really affect them this year. No, it did. Like, why is Hargrave not on this team? Well, in part because he sucked, and in part because they have to afford Purdy. Why is Deebo Samuel not on this team? In part because he kind of sucked, but also in part because, like, they have to afford Purdy, and they don't want that contract on their books anymore. So you needed to hit the books this year so that Purdy's big extension hits the books next year because you can roll it over 3 years. Why is it so important that you hit on draft picks? Because you're paying the quarterback a ton of money. When your quarterback is making $1 million a year, you can afford to have Deebo Samuel be up and down, making 19 large a year. You can afford to have Brandon Ayuk, injured and still be able to get away with it. Like, right now, all their big money contracts are only making it so that you're looking at the draft picks because they're all hurt. You're looking at the draft picks and you're like, I don't think you draft well enough to overcome how much you're spending on Purdy, Ayuk, Bosa, Warner, and Trent. And I even, you could say CMC's been good this year. He is making like a second or third most at the position. So, like, those things are very, very expensive. And the only way to offset expensive players is young, inexpensive, drafted talent. And they don't have enough of it right now. And so, as you asked me, Joe, are you missing the quarterback? Yes and no. Like, yes, I miss Brock Purdy, but at the same time, like, he is not going to be surrounded with enough good enough talent to keep him upright. Like, it's just, they don't have enough.
God, they're really missing Ricky Pearsall. Brandon Ayuk, obviously. But if you're getting anything from Brandon Ayuk out of this year, it'd be a bonus. I'm not expecting much from him as he's still continuing to rehab. Whenever they open his practice window, we'll see. But George Kittle, for a guy that came back from, as he said, a torn hamstring, it looks like it. Like,
he does look like it.
It looks like it yesterday. He just looked like he was laboring. And this is a guy that's getting a little bit older. And it was National Tight End Day, and it was fun. You got the touchdown, him and Tonjes. It's great, but that kind of wears off the shine a little bit after last week when it was, as Mike Tirico dubbed it, National Running Back Day, and it was, the fat guy and the little coach, Trent Williams, and it was great, him, Christian McCaffrey. Well, that was short-lived because the offensive line was cheeks, as the kids like to say.
And look, like, as we talk about, who's here, who's not here, like, Greenlaw and Hufanga were hurt a lot. And I probably wouldn't have paid them.
Still are, by the way.
Regardless of what you were going to pay your quarterback.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't have paid either one of those guys. But, like, do I like paying Aaron Banks $19 million a year? Probably not.
Yeah.
Right? I don't. I probably don't. But part of why Aaron Banks, who you invested a second-round pick into, part of why he's not here, is because you have high-priced players at other positions that you earmarked money for. Purdy being one of those guys.
You know who the two of the best teams in the AFC are this year?
The Chiefs.
Chiefs are one of them.
Yeah. I don't know, Buffalo?
Buffalo Bills. Okay. Denver Broncos.
Denver, yeah. And they paid McGlinchey $50 million in free agency. I didn't love that, but for them, they think it's a good deal.
And the surprise of the year, the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, well, their offensive line's been good.
All those teams have one in common, exactly. Their offensive line. But they invest, whether it's draft capital, whether it's a Quentin Nelson, whether it's a Jordan Mailata, whether it's, you know, a Lane Johnson once upon a time, who's the old man on that line. Like, they invest, man.
Joke.
They do.
The draft pick with Trey Lance has just been haunting them for so long. But let's say we go back to that, and they stay at three, hypothetically. Even if they don't take a quarterback, I'm not convinced they take Penei Sewell, knowing their philosophies.
That would be a crime. That would be an absolute crime.
Right?
Yeah. Like, which is sad.
So like this year, right, you took Mykel Williams. Let me ask sincerely, and look, this is what we do around these drafts. Would it have been better to just draft Warren, the guy that Indianapolis did end up taking? Tyler Warren?
We talked about it. I mean,
and then bye-bye Juice, bye-bye Tonjes, and you don't need to pay Luke Farrell, and now you have the successor to George Kittle. Like, so as I'm frustrated this morning, I do believe, like, hey, your defensive line needed a ton of help, and I get why you invested in it. But when you take someone at 11, when you get lucky and you have a bad year, part of the compensation is you need to get a difference maker at that spot.
A blue chip talent. Blue chipper.
And in 2020, they had a down year. So they got that 12th pick.
Yeah.
And they mortgaged multiple years to move up to three. They are still reeling from that. And they haven't been able to overcome it. And these last couple years of drafts, like, they're not supplementing it enough.
By the way, shout out to those watching on YouTube. You can get involved in the conversation there. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And as always, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk studio, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. And I saw that they got some special brews going, witches brew, if you will, for their special Halloween menu over at Laughing Monk. So go check them out this week. Halloween on a Friday.
Joe.
It's going to be popping.
The stat that came across the television yesterday that dropped my jaw. I couldn't believe it. I was sitting there with Michelle, LJ, we were playing football catch, and it said Kyle Shanahan, since 2017, his teams, they have missed 2,036 games.
The players combined, yeah. It's unbelievable.
In 9 years?
Yeah. Most in the NFL in that span, and I think in NFL history in that
span. You have missed hundreds of games, potentially, per year?
It feels like it. It makes sense. But to see 2,000 is insane.
Joe, they play 17 games. They don't play 162 games.
Well, they play a lot of playoff games, though, under Kyle Shanahan. So that adds up. But I hear you.
2,000?
I hear. But they also had players that, like, don't suit up for the entire season.
I didn't think it was a real stat. Yeah. I thought it was fake. I thought they made a mistake.
I can't defend it. It's a eye-opening stat.
2,000. As Ricky Pearsall can't get on the field. As I've got D Winners, one of the good draft picks the last couple of years, getting hurt. It's like, wow.
As he says,
2,000?
Injuries are a part of the game, right, Kyle?
I mean, injuries are a part of the game. I mean, I kind of used to get a lot more frustrated with it, and I'm a lot more used to it just over my career. You know, the frustrating part is trying to find answers and not working throughout that game.
And I feel him on that because it is.
You know, it's just part of the game.
Well, but he has to have that mindset because he can't allow himself to dwell on it, because once you start dwelling on that, it's going to take you away from the present. You're going to be worried about the past. And, like, you need to be focused right now on the team. I understand.
What about adjusting your game plan?
But Joe,
here's a great example. Well, like, when you saw Matt get blasted on that one play that he threw deep.
Yeah.
They showed the replay, and Moose Johnson's like, yeah, I don't love that. I don't love swinging my center over to guard, you know, Will Anderson. Like, those are philosophical beliefs by Kyle that he can do those types of protections and still win games at a high level. And that's the difference between what, like, drives me crazy on Kyle. I love him for play calls, but the principle of how he treats the protection at the O-line and how he invests in them, it feels like his Achilles heel.
I think D'Amico Ryans, who was a former DC here in San Francisco, played with Kyle when Kyle was on the staff back in Houston, D'Amico's rookie season. You know, I think he got scared a little bit yesterday. I thought Kyle coached scared because he knew that D'Amico Ryans knows that offense inside and out. And he just wanted to be very vanilla. He didn't want to show his hands. He didn't want to show his cards. And I thought D'Amico Ryans absolutely took his lunch and they kicked their ass yesterday in Houston.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.